Welcome to this episode of Reddit Guy. The subreddit we will listen to today is called r/choosingbeggars. Our first post of this episode comes from accomplished sign 265 and it's titled CB asked me to pay her to do her hair for pageant. Dot. I went to high school with CB. I wouldn't call us close but we occasionally hung out in the same friend group. For a little backstory, I do hair and makeup for formal events such as proms and weddings on the side. I am not licensed and since I am pretty good at it, I tend to get asked by a lot close friends and family to do hair and makeup for their events. I enjoy doing hair more so than makeup due to the amount of work and costs. CB recently contacted me and the exchange went something like this. This occurred on Snapchat, CB, hey girl, it's been so long. We need to hang out soon. Me, definitely. CB, I was also gonna see if you were available in a couple weeks to do my makeup. I am entering into a pageant and would love for you to do it. Me. I am so sorry girl, I won't be able to. I haven't been taking on many makeup jobs recently due to the high cost so my kit is not up to par. I have been focusing more on hair since this is not my main job. CB, that's fine. Would you be interested in doing my hair? Me, definitely. I have to make sure I am free that day and I will let you know. Me. Alright, it looks like I'm available. 3 days later, CB, hey girl. I just found a makeup artist to do my makeup. Me, perfect. That is amazing. CB, will you send over the money for the hair and makeup application? Me, hair and makeup application. CB, yes, they have a fee of $350 for the application to do my hair. My makeup artist is charging me a lot of money to do my makeup, so I figured you would be alright paying the fee. Me, I'm sorry but I am not interested. I know we haven't discussed my pricing yet but I wasn't planning on doing this for free since I would have to request off work to be able to make it. I wish I could help you but I have my wedding coming up soon and cannot afford any extra expenses. CB, but you would get so much exposure. It is such a great opportunity, you would be stupid to turn this down. Me, I am sorry but I am not interested. CB, F you. CB, I can't wait to tell everyone, our mutual friend group, how selfish you are. Don't ever message me again. Blocked. My friends later messaged me about it. I explained what happened and we all had a good laugh. The next post from CPTCookie45 is titled CB demands free food after eating his first meal. So, I used to work part-time at a kebab shop down my street. Very nice co-workers, I knew most of our patrons and we had a lot of regulars. Good times, I'd say. We used to have a weekly special, discounted kebabs. So on these days there were a lot of orders, especially in the afternoons. One of those days was the time I met my first IRL CB, I think. CB come in and places his order, I handed him his food, he paid, everything SEEMD normal enough. After about 15 or so minutes CB came back in and started complaining. CB, you messed up my order. I want a new kebab ASAP. Me. Oh my apologies, let me make you a new one ASAP. Would you mind returning your wrong order then? We don't like wasting food, we usually just shared wrong orders, leftovers in our breaks. CB, well I obviously can't since I ate it all. Me, oh, well okay, here's your kebab, that would be €3.50 CB. Well you messed up my order so it should be a given that that one is free, excuse me. This guy finished the entire thing and then had the audacity to ask for a new free one. Me, I'm sorry, but since you finished your meal I can't give you a new free one. CB, you guys are scammers, I will never come back to your shitty place. Me, I'd very much appreciated that, have a nice day bud. Then he just dragged his ass out of the store. Well, that's how I got a nice meal for my lunch. My boss saw the whole thing and gave me a break plus a free kebab, nice. I am still not sure if it was in CB or AITA moment, still wanted to share the story though. The next post from Amaculiet111 is titled if you're willing to give me that for free then why not give me double. So I just had a choosing beggar encounter. This guy messaged me about plants I'm selling. He comes by my house and said he had a big pond he's trying to fill with plants. So I was like, yeah man, no worries. I'll give you more than I normally would to help you out. So I gave him what I would normally sell for about $40 for $5. It's frogbit, a floating plant. I have a lot of them so it wasn't a huge loss. I typically sell a handful for $5, but I gave him half a gallon sized Ziploc worth. Then he says, okay, how about I give you $10 for double that? I was like, I gave you substantially more than I normally would. I'm okay with giving you this for $5, but I can't give you double for $10. But you said that's $5 worth. So double is $10. No. I said this is like $40 or $50 worth, but I'm doing you a favor, just put more for 10. So I put in what would normally be $5 worth. Link, not nearly enough. I'm trying to fill a pond. Me. Yeah, I know, that's why I'm giving you so much for a favor. He was obviously disgruntled, then asked me about the largest plant I have in my aquarium, my Amazon sword. This thing is about, if not, over 2 feet tall and about 1.5 foot wide full of leaves, and took me a year to grow from propagation. How much for that one? Me. I couldn't sell that for less than $60, CB, $60. No way. Would you take $5? Me. Yeah man, I'm not feeling that generous today, but I have a much smaller one I could give you for $5. CB. Didn't you hear I'm trying to fill a pond? I need big plants. Me. These will grow into big plants. That's how they work, CB. My local pet store sells those for $3. Me. Buy them there. CB. No, I want a big one. You know, I drove a long way to get here. Link man, not my problem. At this point I was just done and I said, well, you've got your plants. $10 please. Then he hands me a $20, and I'm like, oh thanks. And he's like, my change. I'm like, I don't have change for a $20. This motherfucker looked at me sideways like I fucked his sister or something. Then scoffed and asked if I had Zelle. He sent it and I let him out the door. Dude was genuinely thinking that I was trying to pull one over on him. The next post from skylineboy2002uk is titled Choosing Dating Beggar, Just After a Driver. Whilst I understand people's issues, she just seems to want a driver and not to actually get to know a guy, etc. Link. The next post from Limina Ninja is titled A Choosing Beggar Ambushes a Professional Translator and Wishes Her to Die of COVID Because Her Price Is Not Negotiable. Dot. Sorry for the cuss words, they're not mine. 02, link. 02, link. 03, link. 04, link. 05, link. 06, link. 07, link. Link. The next post from Marcus TV is titled Basically He Mocked the Girl's Excellent Work, and even asked to sell cheaper. Hope you understand, I had to translate everything for you. Link. The next post from Alice003 is titled I'm Not Hungry. Dot. The stupidest thing happened to me just 5 minutes ago and I had to post it on here. So I'm in high school and we all know that students are broke. Well, I'm sitting on a bench outside a shopping center when this lady, who I've seen before, came over to me asking for money. After she gave her script about wanting to get into a shelter and stuff, she asked if I had any change. Of course I have a small amount, but I needed that for the bus. Anyway, I tell her I have none and hold up my chocolate bar to offer her some. Before I can even finish my sentence, she turns around angrily and says, I don't want your chocolate. Like she was offended that I was offering her any. I love a good old choosing beggar less than three. The next post from Roach097 is titled I'm homeless, I don't want your food, I want money. Dot. This story won't stand out much as there have been many of these on this thread. Anyways, it's obviously about a choosing beggar, a literally beggar on a corner. Anyways, when I met my ex 4 years ago, he had a non-blood related uncle renting out his shed. He had been in and out of jail while dealing with his alcoholism at the time, and having an address helped him get a sort of visitation right to see his 8-year-old son. I really felt bad for the dude. He was working his way up. Fast forward 3 years, he still lives with my now ex and I wave to him sometimes. But I thought his situation would improve. It did not. It must have had something to do with not seeing his kid, but he had no motivation to do anything. He wasn't trying to improve. Every damn morning, he walks a busted wheelchair to the corner by my house. Walks it. I know there are situations where people only need their wheelchair half the time as they can still walk, but this was not the case. I knew him. He did not need it. He sits ABD, begs per usual. Which tears at the little hearts of our precious neighborhood grannies. One in particular is my aunt. She loves to make him little snacks and drop him off. She gives him dinner leftovers when there's enough. One day, she pulled up to him and gestured for him to open her door and take the food. He stands up out of his wheelchair and takes a peek inside. His brow pinches in frustration. CB, no, I'm not doing this. What am I supposed to do with this? These are grapes. Aunt Bev, I'm sorry, I'll if my grandchildren want them. Sorry and have a good day. CB, no, you should be paying me for all the food you would have given me. think of me every time you buy food, and set that money aside for me. Okay, did this bum just tell my aunt how to spend her money? I was sitting in the back seat when this happened, tending to my one-year-old niece in her car seat. We were watching her for the day. I didn't say anything at the moment because my aunt drove off flustered. She shared this with her yarn club, and most of these old women had stories about attempting to give him food and he straight up refuses. He only wants money. When he does get money, he obviously supplies his booze problem. At night I'll see him in the park, too drunk to walk, so finally the wheelchair comes into use and he just tries to drag himself with his feet around the place, looking insane. Today's last post from Dud32 is titled FCKFB Marketplace. Just had a woman who, after begging my wife to lower price and for us to pay postage, claiming everything under the sun to do it, kids have autism, birthdays coming up, etc., came back on the day she was supposed to pay to tell her there was a death in the family. Literally 5 minutes later, I can see her on another post, private group, asking to buy the same thing and asking for discounts again. Also had another person come to collect, then try pay me $5 for $50 worth, claiming it's her kids' pocket money. We just said yeah, no deal, took them and gave the money back. We were clear on price and it was agreed upon. Man, I hate the slime balls selling things brings out. We're selling Lego bricks from Woolworths, just FYI, edit. OMG, thanks for all the karma, it's the most I have ever had in one post.